Welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining. We have Dime, we have G-Baby out there, and we have, who else is that? I can't see. That's what I needed my daughter for over here. But TK Domzog.
What's up, man? What's up with you?
I was going to do this towards the end, but I guess we'll do it in the beginning since it deals with Dime. Before we choose, at the end, we definitely do have a topic that we were discussing yesterday that we feel needs to come out and about so that people that should address the situation seem like they're scared to address the situation. So it's okay to not be okay, and somebody can tell you that. But I'm offering the position to Diamond to be able to choose any topic of her choice after we've already chose this topic today.
Hey, Moni.
That's what's up.
But I want to tell her that it's going to be her segment at the end of every episode. If she needs a day that we are on off, then we'll just not do it on that day, but we'll let people know ahead of time because I can't expect her to be available every Sunday at 5.
That's fine with me. That's
my niece. That's fine with me. Okay. I do want to name it something, like, so it has its own little presentation. And I was going to allow people to pick the number in who was on here joining us. I was going to allow them to pick the number, but...
Yeah.
I'm going to let you and Don pick out the numbers 1 through 13. Give me a number.
1 through 13. Don, you want to go first?
Okay, number 9. What about you, George?
Give me 4.
Okay, you said 4, she said 9. I'm going to go with 9 first. 9 would be called The Final Spill with Dime.
Okay. Okay.
Or 4, Mic Drop Moment with Dime.
Okay. They some different ones. Okay.
Do you want to hear the other ones?
No. We got to save them, baby. We got to save them.
Oh, okay. I was just telling you that was with the title. So, Dime is choosing that we use The Final Spill.
Okay.
So, that's what it will be called. The Final Spill.
I'm with it.
Oh, hi, Monty. I'm sorry. Anyway, let's get into it. George, did you want to do your two topics first?
I'm gonna do one. We just gonna jump back and forth. I do one, then you do one.
Okay. Which one are you doing first? Oh, let me do the disclaimer, guys. We do cuss on here. We have no filters, so if that's what you don't like, tough fucking toenails. Don't watch us. But other than that, hey Brittany, thank you for joining. Come, let me see if I can invite you.
Thank you, Miss Brittany. Valerie, the Jesus, joined too. Thank you for showing the love. We appreciate everything. You're...
How do you know it's not De Jesus?
De Jesus? I don't know.
I'm just fucking with you, George. Look, this is going to be a problem because I can't see what I wrote. Wait a minute, guys. I wrote in light blue.
But
my bad.
I thought you wanted to put that on me, or you wanted to let me speak loud, and you don't have to repeat me.
Okay.
One second.
I need a. Wait a minute, because I need to be able to see what I wrote so I can. Starting out.
It's all good. We're going to be on here for a minute. Take your time.
Oh. We're trying to get more light. Sorry, guys.
I've been banging, okay. I've been banging this whole button.
Oh, you're finally here, Pooh Baby. Let me invite you now. All right. You can come up. All right. I don't see Brandy or Shay or...
I'm inviting them now.
Oh, you're inviting them right now? Okay.
Hey, I'm just bagging this button. I'm just getting that on here.
Okay, okay. All right, so let me go here. This is my topic, so I'm not going to do mine yet. Which topic were you choosing first? George, to talk about,
because
you have two.
Yeah, I got two. I got who have you lost that still sits with you?
Okay.
This is an interesting one for me, for real, because I done lost some people recently and in the past. But the thing that kind of hurt me the worst is when I lost my dad.
Okay.
I'm going to go there first. You know, he the one that taught me how to be a man. So that was like, my real father was never there for me. He thought that money was the solution to everything. And I ain't need your money. I learned my ways to get some money. It was just about I wanted your time. You know, so if anybody that was more important to me than anything, it was him at first. And then I had my stepdad coming to mix. He the one that really taught me how to be a man. So I had him around. Like, I had my first job when I was 14 years old. And I was working for Franco Construction.
Okay.
He told me how to get my money on my own, teaching me how I didn't need nobody. You go get it on your own. You feel me? So that's the person. That's one of the people I really miss the most. Oh, there's more. there's more. I actually lost my real father and my unborn child in the same week.
Oh, wow. Bless you.
Yeah, so bless you. So that happened to me too, for real. So, you know, I can go down a list of things that, you know, who people I've lost. I can go down a list of things, but, you know. But they the main ones that I lost that is like, golly, why you mess me up like that? Oh, but, wow. You know. You only promise a couple things in this world, and that's life and death.
Right, right.
So, it's okay.
You come in as a baby, you get older, you go back to being a baby before you leave.
That's a fact.
But no matter what is that movie, Benjamin Button?
Yeah, and no matter who you lose, Sorrel, just keep being strong, you'll be all
right. You're right about that.
Was that
the one, only ones you was gonna talk about?
No, I got more. Oh, there's more. No, there's more. But mind you though, I don't want to just sit and talk about people that I lost during death.
Okay.
You know what?
Okay.
Those people that you lose friendships with, relationships with. It's people that you just lose on a daily basis. But the thing about it is, it ain't about the adversity. It's how you deal with it. Mm-hmm. You know, because you can lose anybody any given day.
You're right.
Sometimes you see it coming. Sometimes you don't see it coming. But it's not about the adversity. It's how you deal with it.
Thank you for joining, Ryan.
Hey, oh, what's up, Ryan? What's up, baby? But, you know, you just got to bounce back from it. That's all. Ain't no thing. It'll be all right. Just keep your head on straight for real. Maybe it's a lesson and a blessing.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Now, when you were talking about this situation, was it a relationship that you're specifically talking about, or it was a friend that you no longer deal with in your life, or?
Specifically the one I was just talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I lost a good friend.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't exactly explain why. I'm not going to go into all that right now.
That's fine.
But once again, I try not to worry about things that are out of my control.
There's certain things
I'm not going to. Once again, all I got to do is just push forward. I push forward with it and keep it pushing.
And that's with Thank growth. You. That comes with growth.
Exactly. I got mental. This is the thing I had to learn, right? And a lot of people don't know about this, right? It's called emotional maturity.
Okay. And my thing is, you got my tongue a little twisted. Go ahead, fill me in about emotional immaturity. I know you said maturity, bro. I know you did. I was playing with you.
Just know your place, and you stay there. You just stay there in your place for real. Ain't no need to fight things that you can't control. Once again, I don't put names out there. I don't do none of that type of stuff.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you know, shit happens. It happens for a reason.
Welcome, Brandon.
Everything happens for a reason.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, what's up?
Yeah.
Who's that? Jeannie?
No, this is Pooh. She's a founder.
I'm another Pooh.
Live another Pooh. You're another content creator. And you need to follow her. She's very good.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, she is really good. I was on one of her joints one day. A bunch of questions, me answering them and all that type of stuff. Evelyn actually the one that put me on with her. And she's really good. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
No problem.
I'll be back on tonight at 9, y'all. I'm trying to complete a goal.
Okay. If I'm still awake, I'll try to join.
Okay.
Yeah. I ain't messing with y'all. I'll be watching the Ravens game. I ain't messing with y'all.
My Eagles playing right now.
Yes.
Did we win, George? Did the Cowboys win?
Of course not. I don't know what the hell we doing.
How we lose to the Giants?
Jackson Dalton's out there acting the ass. That's how we love.
All right. Well, since you did your first topic, and I only got one, I'm going to do mine, and then I'm going to let you... We're going to do your last one at the end, after everybody that's here right now tells theirs. So my topic was shame after consent, agreeing intellectually but hurting emotionally. So I just wanted to say something before I said this. My mind said yes because I give and give, but something about the situation, my body says something different. So as I'm telling my story, and I wrote a book, trust me, like 4 or 5 pages, that's my story, about my situation in this topic. And I want people to know that you is not by yourself when I experienced this. Okay. So in a relationship, you have some chemistry. Me, not that everybody need to know, and it's TMI, but there's no filter. I got a high sex drive, but it's been in the back closet somewhere lately because I ain't out there giving it to who out there. So, like I said on here, it says been boxed up for a while. But when you are with someone, you make sure you make them happy. But when you are with someone who is under the influence of anything, and they are a different person when they're under the influence, you don't want to have sex with them because your juices, your chemistry, you're not flowing, but you still do it. So that's my shame for actually doing it when I should have been like, nope, and put my foot down. Okay, so let's see. You give them sex, but it isn't good because you aren't turned on. Like I said, juices aren't flowing. So guess what? I'm dry as shit. And you're pulling my skin and you're irritating the fuck out of me. And I'm just hoping in my head that you hurry up and finish what you got to do. When sex becomes not a part of life you look forward to, drugs and alcohol is okay in moderation. If it changes your character, I'm trying to read my stuff. If it changes your character and something you should deal with, now I was with I was with my ex for 17 years. Left to go to a shelter, guys. I'm telling my story, how I got away from the situation, but I still blamed myself. I went to the shelter for 9 months to get back up on my feet. I stacked my bread, and I'm in my own place now with a job and a car on my own. I was emotional because all I known was having a fear of not being able to sleep alone every night. The first person I left, I was good because my kids were still small. So if I didn't want to sleep by myself, they would be the first ones jumping in my bed to sleep with me anyway. So, and even if they didn't, I knew I wasn't there by myself. Thank you for joining. I can't say this name. Nay, nay. Okay. All right. So, but this last one, when I had left, I had severe separation anxiety. Who said that? Let me see here. No matter how hard I betrayed to be, I started therapy. I was diagnosed with severe anxiety and depression on top of being diabetic and having high blood pressure. Supposed to be on a sleeping pill and an anti-psych pill, but I haven't been on them in a while. But I did hurt for a while, being ashamed I stuck around so long. I'm ashamed when I left, I missed what I worked so hard to not be around. To me, at a point, I thought I couldn't deal without the drama, the friction, and anything bad. I should forget. But me, I missed it for a little while until I met people in the shelter. Myra and Trina, I don't know if Trina's still on here, were two of my real good friends in the shelter. And I don't open up to females. I have a lot of male friends. Because to me, females are grimy, and if they see you got something and they want it, they're going to do what they can to get it. And most females, when you have friends, you talk about your sex life with your partner to your best friend or female friend. And if it sounds good to them, who knows, they might say, fuck being your friend and try to sleep with them. So no, I don't have a lot of female friends because the ones I've known in the past have been grimy. So Myra and me had what we called operations at the shelter. She would come back from going out because I was still new there, so I wasn't leaving the building that often because I was still trying to get my footing. And the operations means that she would bring home one meal, it might have been a Popeyes, Chick-fil-A, or something, and she would make it into two meals so that we could have something to eat, even though we get fed there, but outside food was always better. Let's see, we used to play 5,000. Trina and me, we sold things at the flea market. We went to the one out North Point. I was about to say Patapsco, but that wasn't it. But anyway, I'm saying these things because these two women actually made me realize, why am I missing the stuff I left behind? And why am I still shaming myself because I did this? So I got over being alone and started to come out more. Let's see here. I'm wrapping it up, guys. I'm trying to shorten it. I stand it 10 toes down, if anybody needs to hear that, and leaving a situation that took me 17 years to really be done with. Like, I can't say somebody, if you've been in a relationship for a month and you having problems, I can't sit there and say, oh, you better leave, because I know what I went through. That might not be your case. But you might be making it to sound to me like it's my case, the same case I went through, but it's not. Now, if you honestly ask me, do I still love him? I think, honestly, I'll probably always love him because we have so much history together. But there's a difference because I'm not in love with him anymore. And I can love him from a distance. And the in love part left way before I left. Before I said it was done and I was over, the in love part was already gone.
Gotcha.
Let's see. I used to say that I was dumb and stupid And what else did I say? I was an ignorant person for doing and keeping this situation for so long. But honestly, like I said, you're only human. You know when you can't take no more, so you got
it. Can I ask you a question, though?
Sure.
Did you have a face-to-face communication with that person about that?
For years, bro. For years.
Okay, because it's like for me personally, it's like if a person feels some type of way about anything that you got going on, I need this open communication. I need that. Tell me what it is so I can move the fuck on too.
Yeah, but you know what, bro? I think the situation, even though I tried to discuss it, and if you know yourself, because you're an alcoholic too. So if you know that you're not going to stop drinking for yourself, tell me you're not going to stop drinking for me. I'd have been gone probably. Like, but you kept promising, breaking promises. That's what I was going on. Because I loved you, I stayed. Like,
that's what destroyed everything, yeah.
And I lost a lot of people in my life, even my children, some of my children. I didn't have them in my life because I was with him.
Yeah, I know.
So,
yeah, I get that.
Let's see. So, anybody needs to hear this, use my situation as free birth control. I'm using air quotes. And the reason I say that is because I told my sister before she had her first child, you can borrow mine, and then you won't want kids. That's your free birth control. But it didn't happen because she had three of her own. So, all right. So, I can be your sponsor, and I can also be your outside backbone. Hit me up in my little inbox, and I'll give you some rates. All right. And I want to say one more thing before we get to the next person. I found out today I had an epiphany. we are all liars, guys. I don't care if you say you don't lie. You're lying.
Absolutely.
Every day you tell a lie. You know what made me realize today? I was, and I don't know the name of the song, but I know it was by Biggie Smalls. And in the song, I'm screaming the lyrics because I'm in between trips and I'm going ham with this song, guys. And it gets to the point, it says, I eat sardines for dinner. What song is that? I know y'all know what I'm talking about. which one?
No, I'm trying to think of the name of it. I can't think of the name of it right now.
Well, I can't eat no fucking sardines, guys. I'm allergic to fish.
Me too.
I'm sitting here screaming it like I'm really eating these sardines for fucking dinner. So yeah, that's my point of just saying. My epiphany was like, damn, a lot of these songs I agree with and I'm singing, I'm like, yeah, that hits the spot. That's a part of my life. That's what I'm going through right here and there. But somewhere in that song is a lie and I'm saying it like it's true. So okay. So I'm gonna say, everybody, I'm gonna do a little prayer of truth for this week's topic. Lord, we come to you and our audience for them to hear, help, and acknowledge that this podcast was set up with myself, Original Nay, and Big G, my bro, to bring all topics to the table that no one wants to talk about. And maybe bring back good and bad memories. And I can be honest, Lord, my emotions get the best of me. But keep myself, my host, my followers, my listeners close at heart as we travel down roads and rabbit holes to get topics out. Oh, I'm not reading it. Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. I'm still new at this, so I'm trying to go with the flow, but at the same time, I don't know, like I just said, my emotions get the best of me. Don't go down a path if you see it. Oh, Juicy, thank you, Pooh Baby, thank you. All right, so.
Thanks, Evelyn.
All right, so I'm going to mute myself because I'm going to let Don tell her topic next. So that, because we're in the same room, but we're not on the same live. So she's on hers. So I don't know. I guess I just had to turn it down. So if y'all don't hear me, you'll probably hear me on hers instead of mine.
And real quick, Brandy is here. Her phone is broke, so she's gonna be using mine.
Okay. Okay.
What's up?
Are they shaking their head?
Can you hear anything?
Oh no, this is ghetto.
That's
ghetto.
Oh yeah, that's
better. Okay, Don, what was your topic?
All right, so.
How do I mute mine? Because I'm the one that's the host. I don't know if I can mute mine.
All right, well, y'all can hear me from over there. So.
Oh, let me turn it back up then, because I turned it all the way down.
He's not locking down the secrets.
What's up, dog?
What's up?
Chilling.
Okay. That's
better. Where my nephew at?
He's watching the game somewhere.
Okay, that's better. Hold on, y'all.
Hey, yo, Z.
I think they're in the same room.
Z Salation. I don't know how you even say your name, good brother. But thank you for chiming in, man. I don't even know how to say it, man. Alright, I'll see your face.
Yeah, okay. It's so odd. Yeah, it's Soy Allison, disease silent, you know.
Hi, Allison.
Soy Allison. Yeah, you can say yeah. Yeah, food baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, my love.
What's the word?
Can you mute him? Can you mute whoever he is? Because I don't know him.
It's somebody background. Does make a lot of noise. Can you all hear me? Okay, somebody's background sound is bad, like it's too bad. Is that better? Thank you, Pooh. Thank you. Okay, the Gemini, I get irritated too fast. So let me see. So my topic was, I believe, what is something, this filter is really, oh. What is something that I want, but I'm afraid to admit? So I don't know if you know, but I'm a proud lesbian. And something that I feel like I'm scared to admit is, I wouldn't mind two doms and me, you know, boom, 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 like... Like, let's have a good time. But I'm also, like, one of them girls that be like, okay, I'm here for a good time. And then wake up the next morning and be like, why the fuck I just do that? So, but that's just me. So I think that's something I'm scared to admit. Like, yeah, just, you know, two doms. My bitch and another one, just have a good time, go crazy. But that's my thing that I'm scared to admit, that I believe I'm scared to admit. But, yeah.
What'd she say?
I'm saying no, but all right.
Oh, I'm back, guys. All right, so I need some. Hey, Shay, I'm sorry. Who wants to go next? That's left. We're gonna do George's second one on at the end. Is that you raising your hand, Evelyn?
Shay doing that.
Okay. All right, Shay.
Okay.
Shay.
I'll get off everybody wait right now.
Where is G, baby? Shay's up here. Everybody else mute yourself.
I'll get it out the way.
Okay.
Question. That's wild, right? Because I believe she got like... I know she's talking. I hear. Step back and let her talk. Sex ain't everything, don't get me wrong. It's not everything. Because when I'm dealing with somebody, I'm not even in it for the sex. I'm really not. But sex is not a benefit, it's a bonus. And that's the way I look at like sex, period. Like, you can get sex from any goddamn way. So that's not really the biggest thing in my arsenal when it comes to dealing with somebody. But if you're dealing with that person, you know, if that person wants that sex, you give it to them. And if they don't want it at that time,
can I say something?
Yeah.
Come on.
What you mean by that?
What I mean by that?
Yeah, what you mean by that? If you don't want it and somebody want it, you give it to them. What you mean by that?
I'm talking about the woman that I'm dealing with.
Right. So let me say this. Let me say hypothetically the woman gave you what you want that one night, right? She pleased you, boom, boom, boom. You satisfied, you got your nut off. Now you happy to sleep. Now she up pondering like, damn, he couldn't just wait for me to want it to. It's all about his needs. Because now my needs aren't met. Just by satisfying you, man, that means that I'm not necessarily satisfied.
Diamond, that's not what I mean.
So what you mean?
Please elaborate.
I'm about to. My thing is, if I want it and my woman gives it to me, that's fine, that's dandy, that's cool. She wanted, I give it to her. That's fine, that's dandy, that's cool. But that is not what I'm dealing with a woman for. Not the standards of the basis of why I'm dealing with somebody. You feel me? If we want to fuck each other, let's go at it then. Do this. But I'm not, that's not what I'm standing on. That's not the relationship or who I'm dealing with. I'm just not fucking anybody. Might be too good fucking anybody. I don't care what nobody says.
Oh. Okay, one of them braggers. Okay.
No, I feel the same way about my shit. So it's so you're supposed to feel that way. Put your shit on the pedestal. Cause if you don't, if you fall for anything, you willing to fuck anything that walk. And I don't like shit like that.
I know a lot of people.
So if you carry yourself highly, you're not just willing to be like, oh, somebody can gaslight you quickly out your fucking drawers. So I respect that.
I've been talking plenty of women out their drawers, but that's not my angle.
I try to give you a compliment. You just had to go, whoop.
You went whole 360.
Who is falling out?
I'm older than that now. That's not a priority when it comes to me dealing with somebody. That's all I'm saying. It's not a priority. Yes, but it's not a priority. It's really not. It's a bonus. It's not a benefit. You can get it from anywhere. That's all I'm saying.
I don't like this filter.
You look good in that filter. What is you talking about? All right, so, G baby, I guess we're going to Shay next, or did you have more to elaborate on?
No, she can go.
All right, Shay, we're waiting on you now.
Well, she can go. I'm good. I'm good for the moment. She can go.
Somebody's smoke detector going off?
That's that goofy-ass washing machine behind me.
Oh. Hello, Angela. Hello, Angelo.
People that live in here with me, I can't just cut their clothes off.
Well, you could, but you just have to deal with the consequences later.
I don't have time for that shit. I don't have time for that. All right, let me move out away from this so y'all had to hear.
Epic fail.
Let me move. I'm going back in my room. Going back in my room.
Look, we ain't trying to go to your bedroom. We don't know you like that. All right, is Shay there? Come on, Shay, we ready for you.
So what I was saying, if I was interrupted,
thank you.
I'm sorry. So when I realized myself was bad in 2010,
okay,
where a lot that person I was dealing with just completely broke me down, like with the dumbness, like I just let go, just didn't even care for a shit in the world.
Okay.
So after that, like a year later, I just put myself back on track and just kept moving. I can't let him put me down for no apparent reason in the wrong shit.
Amen.
So I did what I needed to do and just move forward. I took it as a lesson learned.
And you should have, and I'm glad you did it.
See, I got my sisters, I got my aunts, I got my best friends. I got everybody that kept me moving forward. So I'm not going to stop doing what I need to do for me because of that one person.
Yeah. Oh shit, that's Chantrice.
Something is wrong with you, bro.
When I see you,
Chantrice,
I'm going to knock the glasses on the back of your neck.
Oh my god.
All right.
Yeah, whatever.
Did you even ask her if she was done talking?
She was.
No, I was saying something, and then I was like, at the end, you thought saying that chain tree. I was about to say something, but I don't feel like a little big head monkey ass.
Go ahead, man. My bad.
Right. See, that's why men like you always get in trouble.
Amen.
Men like me.
Men like you. Big lip ass monkeys like you.
Be all that too.
Yeah, I could be like that right now anyway.
Drop microphone. I do not have.
Bags up, don't shoot.
Don't break your
thing. All truth. Once I looked at laughing, I had to because I'm at the point now, if you ain't with me, for me, I don't want to be with you.
Yeah.
That's how it is. If I don't rock with you, you don't rock with me on certain things, I can't rock with you. And they're playing that game. Playing that second fiddle, oldest, that's that, and the third, that shit got come out. If you ain't being truthful from day one, you ain't gonna be truthful at all.
Yeah.
How long did you deal with that before you left?
It took about 3 years before I realized it.
Like, see, there's no number. It's just like when you're done. Like, nobody can tell you that. You have to be done.
Yeah, when I realized I was done is the day he lied to me and I found out he was married. That once I found that out, I was done.
After 3 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm done. Because he kept that shit quiet.
Oh, wow.
He kept it quiet.
So you never went to his house then?
Never went, no. We went to a secondary house. Never went to the main house. Went to a secondary house.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so he was true.
Secondary house.
He had different lives.
Oh, that right there, that's why I said I just completely lost it. Like, I had to. Other than that, when that next person I meet, if you marry, I can't deal with you.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. You're right, because you know how you would feel if it was you.
Oh, I would have been the homewrecker, the hoe, the one trying to bring up the family, all that. Going through all that. Nah.
Evelyn is just bobbing her head. Evelyn, you're next. That's I'm going with you next.
Brandy.
Oh, yeah, Brandy. Okay.
Brandy.
Okay, well, you after Brandy.
This is funny as hell.
Yeah, because I'm not giving my son pizza.
Okay.
You. Oh, as a blessed one.
You too.
Okay. My question is, my question is emotional cheating. Now, my answer is, this is a true story.
So you're on live.
Still am married. So, my husband was not doing his part as a husband. So, one of my best friends, we were emotionally cheating for 2 years.
Oh.
Come to find out, my husband was actually cheating on me.
Oh.
So when I found out about that, I like kind of separated myself or whatever, and he kept trying to go back and forth. And so one day he did some stupid shit and left. I got in my feelings, stuff like that, and my brother, you know, came and tried to talk to me and stuff like that because I felt bad for what I was doing because I didn't know at first what he was doing.
Did he start cheating before you?
Okay.
Yeah, I got cheating before you. Right, and he was cheating before me, before he was with me and all that other shit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because he used to always propose about, oh, I'm not in the mood, all this other shit. First of all, I was one of those wives, went to work, came home. You cook, I cleaned, nothing. You didn't miss a beat of nothing.
No complaints.
I bought this nigga a fucking bang. Literally took care of this motherfucker.
Wow.
Literally. But what was fucked up about the whole situation was we were friends ever since we were younger. Both of our families know each other. They go to each other events and all this other fucking shit. But the thing about it is, what hurt me the most was you said that you wasn't going to do what the other men did in my life, but you turned around and did it anyway. So I'm still trying to get a divorce from this motherfucker. He won't give me a divorce worth a shit, but he won't give me one.
Join the crowd.
I'm still healing. That's why I ain't been in no relationship, none of that. But I've also learned that I'm not going to take what somebody else did to me into another relationship.
I refuse
to punish another man for what other men have done to me. My husband. And both of us be all into each other, and you don't have to worry about nothing, no secrets, no lies, no nothing. It's just going to be plain, healed, spiritual people. That's how I want. That's why I choose not to go the route and be the home that I said I was going to be at first, but no. I had to have that out.
George is still cracking up.
Much I can say or that I won't say. I got so much shit I can say right now that I won't say.
Please don't. So let's not then.
I got something to say, but it's not really about her situation. It's about emotionally cheating. I had a conversation with someone the other day, and they told me they don't think emotional cheating is a real thing.
Come again, say what?
I had a conversation with someone the other day, and they told me that they don't think emotional cheating is a real thing if it doesn't get physical. And I disagree. I'm glad that you brought it up and you know, you took accountability and you was like, you know, emotional cheating, because that is real. If you're sneaking around anyway, keeping secrets, and then you know you're building something with somebody else low-key, whether it's physical or not, you can't tell your partner about it, you're emotionally taking some emotion away from your partner. You should be giving all to your partner. So I do agree, but it's just crazy you brought that up, because I'm like, I'm glad some people know that it is cheating. Like, emotional cheating is very real. Mentally cheating is very real.
Mm-hmm. Because once a woman's mental is gone, mm-hmm. he is gone. Mm-hmm. There's no coming back.
When a woman
men don't realize that.
Ain't nothing can do about it.
George is stupid.
I'm serious.
All right, Evelyn, you are ready right now.
Where's Jimmy?
I don't know. She said she was coming on.
I touched that hoe. I'm ready.
All right. And your topic was?
What do I fantasize about that I haven't told my partner?
Okay.
This is funny.
All right, mute yourself, George. Mute yourself.
Excuse me. Well, for those who don't know, I also have a white liver, aka bisexual. And I am into S&M, but I have a fantasy for my partner and I to go to a Pandora's box together. If you know what a Pandora's box is.
I don't, so elaborate.
Like swingers?
Is that a swingers club?
Okay.
What is it?
Swingers
club. Okay.
And I want him and I to partake in that. And then go to like a sex dungeon with the women.
Somebody is next to somebody echoing.
Well, I want to get attached to a sex swing.
Okay.
Do your thing.
Period.
That's what you want. That's your fantasy. That's what you get, girl. You better reach out to touch somebody with that. Shoot, act like it's a party or something, Evan. You just take them to this place and they just tie his motherfucking ass down or her ass down and y'all just go for it.
I want to blindfold him into like a room and then just see if he know me versus whoever. Not no man, but another female. You know, see if he know my touch. See if he know it's me that's touching him or someone else. You know, like this.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Open up his touch.
Let's see if he knows if it's you or not.
Mm-hmm. I can't play those games. Could you answer wrong, I'm slapping you.
I'm the person that like to share. Oh, does it? Oh.
How does this happen when a person likes to share?
It's not all the time. It's for one night, like one experience, one fantasy.
Oh, do you think that's going to be enough for you since it's a fantasy?
Of course.
So you're not going to go back after you tell him you're done?
I done had so many bitches. That should not finish me.
All right. So have you gotten close to being able to make your fantasy come true?
Nope.
Oh. Well, what's the closest you've gotten?
I found someone where I had to clean dishes first before I started the line.
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. George, you back yet? All All right, George, your last topic. Since Jeannie's not here yet. Now you dying laughing. And this the one you had to ask me about.
Go for it.
Go ahead, do it.
I thought I did it already. You told me to say something to the routine shit?
Oh, he did it already? Yeah. I thought he was supposed to go last. Oh, yeah, he took over before Shay. Yeah,
he was looking for somebody, and then he did it, and then she did it.
Somebody do Jeannie's topic, which was how to end a relationship respectfully.
Who wants to do that one?
I do that shit.
Okay, well, let me hear, George, because I can only imagine.
I won't do that. First of all, man, listen. You don't end a fucking relationship without open communication in person. You don't break up or end things or take a break with a motherfucker without talking to that person in person. That's what you don't fucking do.
Okay.
And then the thing about it is, motherfuckers like to make excuses for why they don't want to holler at you about what the fuck they done did wrong. And be clear about the reasons that you're not dealing with that person anymore. Let's be clear, we all fucking adults here. Ain't none of us no goddamn children.
Oh, okay.
Let me know what it is so I know how to fucking move on to.
Let me know
what's up. If you want to move on, if you think the grass green on the other side, don't call me back 6 months later thinking shit cool.
You're right.
You feel me? If you want to rock that way, rock that way. Mm-hmm. But let me know. Have that conversation. It might be tough. The conversation might be tough.
So it's not a phone call or a text message. It has to be in person.
I never wanted to lose that person in the first place.
Oh.
That's a decision that you made.
Oh.
I want you to stand on that all 2026. I'm cool with that. That's fine with me. I can get bitches. I'm not an ugly dude. That's not the problem. The problem is the lack of respect for the person that you was dealing with that you told that she was in love with. That's what it is. It's the lack of respect for a person. Okay. Show me the same respect I showed you. You might not like everything I do, but talk to me as a man, as a woman, you talk to me about it. And then we can figure it out from there.
Can I ask you a question, bro?
Go for it, man.
I'm being dead serious.
Go for it, man.
You was at no fault for this relationship to end?
I don't know. The person won't talk to me.
Oh.
The person want to send text messages. Call my fucking phone. Talk to me in fucking person. I ain't with all the text messages and bullshit because I'm a real one. Don't do me like that. So I don't fucking know. You ask that person.
What about the maturity level? Do y'all match on that?
Again, emotional maturity. That's what I said earlier, didn't I?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Did y'all match on that maturity level?
Who you asking?
I'm asking you. You the one talking.
No, that's what I'm telling you. I don't know.
Okay. Well, when you find out, let me know.
All right, that person got to reach out to me to tell me what the hell was happening. Because when I seen that person, I asked for a conversation. That person didn't want to have that conversation. They're still not trying to have that conversation. So what am I supposed to do? Keep kissing ass?
I just told you I'd be your sponsor and your backbone, bro.
I'm phone down. Oh.
See, look, I'm only 5 minutes.
You feel me? I'm straight.
Oh, but because it's an hour. Time,
that person want to talk to you, they know how to reach you. Have a conversation. And if you want to decide to move on, do that.
Oh, no,
I was
active.
Good before you. I'd be good after you. So I'm not mad about anything. I felt it coming any goddamn way. I seen the shit coming, so I'm not mad about nothing, but talk to me about it. Be real, that you claim you are. You claim you're a real person. Talk to me. That's all I ask. Have a conversation with me. We can settle this shit and do what the fuck you want to do. Because I was good before you. Nothing changes with me. Nothing. Nothing changes with me. I'm going to keep doing my own thing, and all that shit is fine. You feel me? Like, talk to me, though. That's my only problem.
We got one more spot, two spots to have two more people come up. because when we go, when we go to do the topics for next week and let people pick them, I wanted to have all 8 of those full. He left, the one that was above Shay. I was about to ask him if he had anything to say. Does anybody want to add anything to the podcast for this night, topic wise?
Okay.
Anything that we touched base on?
First of all,
my bad, bro. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Gabby was saying something about a problem. Gabby was saying something about the sex part. You know, I was very interested in that one. And he said, you know, when she wants it, I'm gonna give it to her. I was it, you know. I had a friend. She's a female friend. You know, we do have some deep conversations or so. She sometimes tell me she have problem with sex, like she doesn't like sex. It's kind of difficult for her in some way. But this person she met, that she felt like having sex like over and over again, several times a day, you know, stuff like that. If you were in a relationship with someone and you fuck with that person, like you vibe, like the both of you, you vibe, you know, you're sexually attracted. Sexual attraction is one of the main things. We ain't gotta be holy about it. You gotta tell yourself the truth, man. You gotta be sexually attracted to me, like, so much. Like, not really crazy obsessed, but I need to be, like, into you sexually for us to have a kind of a healthy relationship, you know? Like, I want, maybe not every time, but if we can, I want it to be that you're always ready to, you know, do me, and I'm always ready to do you, you know, that kind of stuff. It's not fine for me. It's not a healthy relationship. If she wants it, I'm gonna give it to her. We gotta be in the mood, most fine, you know. For me, healthy relationship.
Like, how old are you?
Really fun for me. I'm 28.
You're how old?
28.
Right. You got a job?
Yeah.
You be tired when you get off?
Yeah.
You got a family, right?
Sometimes I ain't got no family, but
you gotta think. At 18 and 19, I expect to hear some teenagers like, yeah, you supposed to be all over me, sexual drive, boom, boom, boom. I expect to hear that. Maybe 20, early 20s. But when you pushing 30, baby, I've been my wife for 6 years. And sometimes we may have sex once or twice a week, but that's still my wife. So for you to be like a sexual drive, when you get older, sex is not everything. I'm connecting with you on different levels that turn me the fuck on. If you can have several conversations with me all night, when she get off at 11 o'clock and wants to talk to 3 o'clock in the morning, that got me turned on as fuck. Because you're not trying to undress me. You didn't sex me all day talking about when I get home, I'm going to take your clothes off, wash me up, give me a massage. No, you came in and you mentally pleased me. And I don't want to eat your pussy because you didn't even bring up sex. But the constant need when we get on 30, when we get older, and it's the you not even trying to have sex with me, you telling me no. Baby, that's young-minded because we're getting older. 18, and when you under 23, I expect the sex thing to be so big. I expect it to be so, oh my God, you're not touching me, or you don't want to fuck today. We're not fucking 2 times a day. I expect that. But when you get older, find other ways to turn your partner on. That way, it's not just so, damn, I got to go suck dick. I got to go bend over. I got to go do this. Turn me on in other ways. So maybe she's not feeling like you turn her on in other ways to where it's not, I want to please you. You're not, because it's fulfilling is more than just physical. It has to be mental, too.
C comes before S. Communication becomes before sex. If you can't communicate, then you don't need to lay down with me.
You're right on that intellectual part, because sometimes you the way I can have the fact that I can have a healthy conversation with female, and you know the way you see things probably kind of synchronizes with the way I see things. You know, you ask yourself questions about the stars, the everything, like I do, you know, all this kind of stuff about existence and all that. That kind of turns me on, you know, sexually, you know. But it was just the conversation. The fact that she's intelligent enough and she's aware of some type of shit, I'll be like, yeah, yeah, I can actually give myself to this person, like, the sexual, you know, everything, it opens and I'll be like, yeah, becomes more attractive to me, you know. But I'm not, just like I said before, sex is not like everything, but, and he was wrong to say it was a bonus. Sex is not a bonus, like.
A bonus, okay.
More than a bonus, you know.
Well, I'm glad you clarified that, because it didn't sound like you were saying it. It did not sound like you were saying sex was a bonus. It sounded like you said your wife should please you when you want to be pleased, and you should please her when she want to be pleased. And I'm telling you from a woman's perspective, too, that if your wife's in the mood or your girl and you're not in the mood, that don't mean you're supposed to just go ahead and boom, boom. You both need to want it, because you got to look at it like this. If you keep wanting more than her and she's just giving and giving and giving to you, that's going to cause resentment down the line. So, yes, you're pleased. She may even get a little nut from it because she satisfied you. But down the line, all I know is, Dan, when he says go, I'm going to come wreck. When he says go, let's get in that bed. When he says go, let me go. My feelings, my emotions don't matter. So that's what I'm saying. How you said it at first, it very much gave, she got to please me. And I'm letting you know it's other ways to be pleased. And if you go to your woman with that mindset, that's probably why she don't want to.
But is it, but mind you, when y'all want it, we sort of kick it out, right?
Oh, no, I'm not the same.
No.
I'm not the same. Because I'm going to keep it real with you. I have a high sex drive, too. My girlfriend, she doesn't. So if she don't want to do it, okay, that's fine. I'm going to do other things. I'm going to do other things throughout that day where I'm going to not keep pressing issues to bring up sex. I may wear something seductive. I may cook a meal for you that way later that night. You like, damn, she doing these little things she wanted. You gonna wanna give it to me. I'm not gonna keep pressing you like, you don't wanna fuck me? You don't wanna eat my pussy? You don't wanna do this right now? No, I'm gonna let you know I'm the catch. Let me go do something over here that's gonna turn you on another way. And that's another way of me asking you. I don't have to keep being in your face like, babe, let's do this. Babe, come. No, it can be other things.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I agree with that. That all day long. Dealing with a person I was dealing with, we might not even have sex for a couple days, you feel
mm-hmm.
me? And I'm good with that. I appreciated your presence.
Yep, there you go.
You just being around was good for me.
Mm-hmm.
But clearly, that person didn't see it like that. But whatever they felt, they felt. I'm good with all that, you feel me? So that's cool. But at the same token, it's like, damn. Of course, and if I want some pussy, I know how to get it from you. I know how to get it. I know exactly how to jump on your motherfucking ass. I know how to get it from you. I know how. So, I'm not that serious, you feel me?
I'm saying sip my wine, but I ain't sipping wine tonight. That's a wine sipping discussion.
I know how to get it from you. I know how to get it from you. I jump on your ass, eat that pussy. I know what the fuck I'm doing, you feel me? I know how to do it. I'm a grown fucking man. I've been fucking for years. So, like, I'm not tripping about that. But it's like, come on now.
This is a different side of you, bro.
Don't shut me all the way out, though. Come on now. Don't shut me all the way out. And if you do, that's your loss. It ain't mine. I know my value and my worth. I know when I work to somebody, I'm a good nigga.
Yeah.
I'm a good nigga.
Yeah.
And I've been a good nigga for a long time. I was a bad nigga for a while.
I love the self-appraiser, you know.
It's good. Yeah, man, I've been with you for a long time. You feel me?
Don't get me
wrong, right? I'm not perfect, but...
Hey, how y'all doing? How's everybody doing?
Hello.
Hello, thank you for coming in.
This is Dior XLX. Thank you for joining. We appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
What's going on? But, hey, sexy, got sexy caramel on here.
Hey, sexy baby. Caramel.
Sexy caramel.
Shay on here. So, I don't even know how to pronounce that shit.
Soy Allison. You can just go by Allison, or you can just go by Soy,
though. Soy?
Soy Allison. Okay.
Soy Allison. Okay, well, are you going to be here next week at 5 o'clock? Soy Allison?
Yeah, Pooh invited me.
Okay, because you're going to pick a topic tonight. Thank you, Pooh, for inviting him. You're going to pick a topic tonight. You're going to pick a number later. And I'm going to give you a topic that you got to come and discuss next week, okay? Okay. So what we're going to do, actually, we're going to do the topics now because, for those of y'all that wasn't in the beginning, Diamond's going to be doing the last segment of the podcast after we do the topics for the following week. And this week we already have a topic and she won't tell us what the topic is until she's on the live. So we won't know. It's going to be a surprise to everybody. I know this week because we were talking about it yesterday and we decided to start this. So,
Hey, what's up, y'all? Look out for us, man. We try to hit this 10K, man. That'll be the biggest we ever do.
I know that's right. 10K. All right, so, Don, your eyes are better than mine. So, ask them to choose from one to...
His glasses on. I'm looking.
That's my last one.
Thank you, Pooh, baby.
1 to 493. And then tell me what number they choose so I can highlight it and tell them what they have.
Hey, Pooh. Hey, yeah, it's Pooh. What's up with you, y'all? I hear you say that way.
I'm listening at y'all, and I'm cooking dinner, so I'm listening at y'all.
The last one is all the way back in, so you don't have to go find the number they tell you. But 1 through...
That's what I'm doing. I'm cooking. 493.
You highlight it when they give you the number. And you can you write their name next to it.
They pop out. You're doing the,
And the highlight ones are already done. So if they choose that number, tell them now. All right, guys. Diamond's going to do the who wants to choose what number for next week. And they are from 1 to 493.
What numbers we already got scratched?
Well, if you choose it, we'll tell you. You have to pick another one.
So how about we just make it a little easier, okay? Let's do numbers 129 to 250, all right, this week. All right.
129 to 250, guys.
Everybody pick a number and then let me know so I can highlight it for you.
All right, well, give me 129. Fuck it.
And tell him what he has.
247.
Wait a minute.
All right. For 129, self-worth and identity. So that's what your subject is, George.
Got it.
And then what was the next one?
247.
Okay.
Okay. Let me get 269.
Wait a minute, one at a time, please. Who was that?
247, we have using non-monogamy to avoid ending a relationship.
And who was that that wanted that?
Who said 247?
I was 247.
Yeah, Pooh, okay.
The other Pooh.
Pooh got 247 and Caramel got 269.
Okay, one second.
All right. 269. Future goals, mismatch, marriage, kids, aging. So, like, what are your goals within that, within those lines? Marriage, kids, aging, life goals.
Let me get this clear.
Sexy caramel. You have to come back next week at 5 with your topic.
I want to get involved with some of these. Okay, so what? Oh, I thought you were still on food. So what's mine? Who said 269?
She did. Sexy caramel. So, yeah, future goals, mismatch, marriage, kids, and aging. So your goals for each of those categories.
I will write it on the board when I get home, and I'll post it online so Evelyn can share it with you.
Thank you so much because I'm trying to find a pencil so I can write it down.
That's not a problem.
I got it.
All right, who else we got?
What's your name next to it?
Soy Allison. What's his number?
167.
And that's Allison.
person secretly wants more.
Wants more what?
Over here. That's the beginning topic.
Nate.
Yes?
We doing two topics or we doing just one at a time?
They can do one and you can do two again. Wait a minute. Don't give your number yet because she's getting ready to tell Soy Allison what his number was, what his topic is.
Okay. No problem.
167, best friends, opposite sex. When one wants something more from the other. More than platonic. And then who was that for?
Soy Allison. Best
Allison.
Best friend, opposite sex, right?
Z. Yes.
And Pooh Baby, you got me. You get right? Yeah.
I will send it to her when I get home.
Okay. Thank you.
Really? Well, who's next?
Brandy wants 142.
142. Love, attachment, and loss. And we say Brandy.
Mm-hmm. What about Shay? You already got Shay?
Shay, what's your number? Wow. 210. The difference between shock and long-term damage. Oh, that's a good one. I ain't gonna lie. That's a good one.
All right, George. Oh, wait a minute. We got somebody else down here in the bottom. On the last picture.
That's Sexy Caramel,
right?
Oh, that's
Sexy Caramel. Okay.
Yeah.
We don't have nobody filling that one out.
So, I think we got...
We need George's two topics. And yours.
Okay, yeah.
And what are you choosing? She up there reading them, guys. She gonna pick what she like.
No, I'm gonna keep it raw. I'm gonna do staying after betrayal and betraying someone's own boundaries, because I can do that.
Okay, put your name next to it.
What number is that?
220.
220.
All right. George.
Yeah, George.
Your two numbers. Between what numbers again?
What was it? 150, 145 and 250?
145 and 250. What number?
145
and 250.
Give me
169. I bet. I bet, bro.
You know how I come.
Oh, wait a minute. Somebody's in our empty spot, too.
We're not popping with them,
huh?
Oh, they're gone.
Emotions mean that crosses relationships. Okay. Number 169. Emotional intimacy that crosses relationship lines.
Put his name next to that one.
I got that now.
You're not gonna be done with your topic. All right, what's your next number?
I told you 129. You giving me three?
Oh, wait a minute. 129 and 169?
Oh, wait, he did. He got that already. He got that.
Oh. All right.
So that's it? You done?
Yeah, let me do one. You said 125 to 250?
Mm-hmm.
Give me 250.
And then what next is the topic that I'm going?
And then I got to come up with one.
250, feeling replaceable instead of expanded with, what's it say? Expanded?
Expanded when?
Openness triggers insecurities.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
That's my number, guys. 250.
Okay.
All right. Yes, is that already? Yeah. All of us. How many was it? Okay. So this will be like 8 on the board. Okay. All right, guys. Now, the next thing is, the last thing for today is going to be the podcast. We're on the podcast. The last segment, and Diamond chose the name. It's going to be called The Final Spill with Diamond.
That's cool.
All right, so this week's topic, Diamond suggested that we can make it a topic because we talked about it yesterday. So I'm going to let her start it up and me and her will interact with this.
Someone in the comments said she didn't get a number.
Oh, who didn't get a number?
Who?
Evelyn. I'm sorry, Ev. No, give us a number. We want your number.
Uh-uh. One?
No, we don't never have enough.
It's 7 or 8 of them, Evelyn.
That's 9.
Oh, that's okay.
What?
9.
It's gonna be 9. Okay, go ahead. We still want your topic.
Just in case, what if also somebody don't come?
That way somebody don't show up like Jeannie didn't tonight.
You better give her a number, please.
Wait a minute. Who is you? Evelyn can speak for herself.
$226. Being betrayed by someone you defended to others. Being betrayed by someone you defended to others.
That's a good one, Evelyn.
You know, I got a lot of that.
Oh, okay. So, like I said, I'm going to let Dime start the conversation because she's the one that said we should make it into a topic, and that's what made me say we can have this at the end of every podcast. So, go ahead, Dime.
All right. So, it's not the topic we're going to do. I'm not going to say racism. I'm not going to necessarily say that. But I'm going to say, like, respecting people's boundaries and what's right and what's wrong. Point is that, okay? Last week, I watched my mom's podcast, and everybody knows that she has 4 mixed kids, and she's white. Okay? Clear as day. George and her was having a discussion, and they said something. She was like, I don't say niggas, but I say YNs.
I didn't say the N-word, though, guys.
So, to me, I feel as though, like, with her, it needs to be boundaries where she shouldn't say certain things or be comfortable to say certain things. She is within what she is. She is white. She shouldn't be saying or making any little things like YNs or being like, well, I don't say that word, but this is the abbreviation for this. So I feel like I had to hold her accountable the other day and let her know, like, you don't do that. I feel like people fuck with you because they know who you are, what you've been through, XYZ. You don't have to act like you're black or be a certain way around certain people to fit in the room. And I've noticed that with her, that like when she gets around certain people, and I hate to say it because she does mostly be around black people. She doesn't have a lot of white friends, and her white side of family disowned her. She feels though she has to fit in and do what other people do. And I watch how she toned her mannerisms. And then I see that people distance themselves from her instead of telling her, look, what you said rubbed me wrong. So I held her accountable yesterday and I let her know that you're not black. You shouldn't be saying YN. You shouldn't be saying nothing that refers to anything with nigga in it, point blank, period. You shouldn't be referring to it. And I just feel as though, like, maybe people around her need to say that too, because I done been several events with her and seen how she doesn't really say that word, but she may say other things, and then people look uncomfortable, and then they treat her away. And now she's looking like, what did I do? What did I do? And nobody's correcting it. It's nothing wrong for her to be 50. It's nothing wrong for anybody to be a certain age and be like, look, be who you are without saying this. Don't cross this boundaries, boom, boom. And I'm saying this because George, last week when she said it, she didn't say nigga. She didn't. But she was like, I'm quick to be like, why in? I seen how you was laughing the whole podcast, and then when she said it, like, you did like a little chuckle, like, like you trying to brush it off type shit. And then to me, I'm like, instead of people just brushing it off, she need to know, you don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't say YN. Don't be like, oh, I don't say nigga, but I refer to this because XYZ. No, if you don't say nigga, you don't say nigga, point blank, period. You don't do no abbreviations. You don't do none of that shit. She has 4 black kids. That's as far as the blackness they get with her. She don't have to fake the funk or do nothing around other people. So I wanted to bring that up because I did read the room with you. I read how you did like a little like a little light laugh, like, you know, to brush it off and shit like that. And you're not the only one. She's been around other people and people been like, okay, Renee. Okay, Cinnamon. Like, read the room. So that was my topic. I feel like holding people accountable, whether you're your friends, family or not, let people know, like, look, you don't have to do that. That's not cool. That's not in the cards. You don't have to fake nothing. But that's just how I feel as her child. I don't know how you all may feel as her people that be around her, you know, day to day, or how she interact and stuff like that. But that's just how I feel. And as her being my mother, I don't need her representing herself that she's out here trying to be something she's not or fit in when she's not. When niggas that really fuck with her because you are the only one white bitch in the fucking mix. You do hold people down. You are around. You are supportive and you are genuine. So you don't have to be something you're not to be around people.
And I get that. So, and I wanted to tell you guys that I do apologize the last week if I offended anybody, because I never knew. I was trying to accept. I did it too low. So.
The problem is accountability. That's the whole thing.
And I can accept that if it's brought to my attention. But like she said, if nobody says anything to me, I would not know I'm doing something that is offending the next person. You know, if you let it slide because you fuck with me, if you really fuck with me, like she said, you would tell me.
But also, it's on them too, but you as well. You can't say, I don't say something, and then hear a quick term and be like, I'm going to say that term. If you don't say it, you don't say it.
Right, right.
You know why, and you, I got that, you know, yeah. Why you don't like saying nigga? First of all, you just don't say, you don't say it. You was called a nigga lover your whole life by your people and your family because mm-hmm. you had black and white kids. So if you don't like that language you was raised with, don't joke around with the masses because they saying it. It's not a
right,
joke.
Right.
We turn something in our culture negative to a positive. We don't need, because you're the one white person to grin and be like, oh yeah, that's some YN shit. Because it starts with little slips like
right,
that.
Right.
Where you be like, oh, I don't say that, but I say YN. And then you watching something and you be like, oh shit. Like, no, just hold yourself accountable. If you don't say it, you don't say it.
Mm-hmm.
Be who you are.
Period.
And
period.
Just people just need to stay in their lines with certain things, that's all. And I just realized, like I said, I've been around you when you play spades. I've been around you when you do certain things and you say things and people just be like and laugh it off. And me, I'm like, no, they need to hold you accountable, because 2 months later, then they're blocking you. They're not talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
They're treating you away. And they just need to let you know, like, hey, Renee, what you said, that was not okay. Mm-hmm. But you ought to take accountability and know that you shouldn't be saying certain things at all
right,
either.
Right, right, but we're human and we will slip up, and then we can get told or asked or explained to how we can get back on track.
Stand on that shit. That's how I feel about everything that gets said out somebody's mouth. Because we too grown to be like, oh, I shouldn't have said this. I shouldn't have said that. And if it is a mistake, if you did fuck up and say something you weren't supposed to say, oh, I apologize. That's the accountability part.
That's why I did that. And I said originally it wasn't even going to be a topic. Like I said, I told her I was going to apologize. And I'm going to tell you what your nephew said. He said I wouldn't apologize, but he's not me. I'm one of the people, like, if something's brought to my attention and then I see the other side of it too, and I know I made a mistake, I'm going to apologize for it. Like, if it was just me and my son and not me and my daughter, I probably wouldn't, because he ain't going to tell me, hey, you was wrong. You just said that. You shouldn't have said that. Because he was in the house last weekend and he heard me say it. He had opportune time to walk in the room and say, hey, Mom, don't say that. Because he said he heard me. So that's how I know he wouldn't do that. That's why I really appreciate my daughter. She's the oldest, and she came to me and told me, since I brought it up, she was going to express how she felt about it. And I'm glad she did.
Let me say this one thing. You feel me? People only want to take accountability if they want to. Mm-hmm. And that comes with everything in life. Like, a person going to take accountability for something, they going to do it without a person having to even mention it. If you know you're wrong, come out and say this shit.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck, the only person going to forgive you or they not going to forgive you?
Right.
But I would feel better about myself for taking accountability for something that I've done than not saying nothing at all.
That part.
That's my shit. That's the way I move. You feel me? But a lot of people can't take accountability because of the guilt. It's guilt. It's guilt. That's why the people don't take accountability for the shit they do. It's guilt. You know you was fucking wrong. Now you can't take accountability for the shit because you know you was fucking wrong.
Right.
Period. And that's the way I carry my shit. If you don't want to take accountability for it, I know why you're not.
Yeah.
Because you was fucking wrong.
Exactly. That's why you're not
going to take accountability for it.
That's where an adulthood comes in. You know, you get tired of adulting, but you still got to do it.
Yeah, but everybody don't do that shit, son. I mean. What the fuck?
You're gonna get it one day, bro.
I'm just so used to that. You feel me?
I know.
But And I apologize. Now I'm taking accountability for me calling you the wrong goddamn name. You see how easy that is?
It is, it is.
See how easy that is to take accountability for something?
You're right.
When you talk to me,
it wasn't be easy.
Who is that?
You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker's crazy.
Food stamps?
People crazy, man. I can't explain how people act. I can't explain none of it. I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to take mine. That's all I know.
You know, truth is, taking accountability, sometimes you might make the person seem stupid or so, my boy. If it's too easy, then it ain't worth it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what taking
exactly.
Taking accountability is something you gotta
get do. Over there.
You know, as a man, actually, if you take more accountability, it's going to like straighten you up not to mess up again. Because you know, being that fool of yourself, saying I shouldn't say this somehow, you know, you gotta pick your ego, like your ego in some way. You know, it ain't that easy taking accountability.
But you're
that's
right.
The right thing to do.
Right.
That's adults who are doing the things that are not easy because it's necessary and because it's right, because it's true, you know.
Yeah.
So I feel tight shit.
It's just wicked. But it makes the thing about it is about not taking accountability for the things that you do, it makes it harder than what you already going through. Now, if you take accountability before.
Uh-oh. Where you go? Oh, somebody's calling me. Sorry, guys. Are y'all there? Hello?
Hold on.
Should be gone. I said no on my watch. Hello? Okay, y'all back. I'm sorry, guys. Somebody was trying to call. How rude.
Yeah. It's with the glitch.
There's things about that shit that, I mean, you can't change that. You can't change it.
You're right.
If a person don't take accountability for their actions, what do you really do?
Some people are not like they're not like adults. They're not like mature adults. Like, just like I say, like, you see me with my hair and all that?
Yeah.
I got some people like right here. You know they've got nicer hair. They'll be like, you know, cut their hair properly to look more responsible. And you know sometimes they do a lot of wrong things, like something like taking accountability. They don't want to own up to their fault. It's not easy, but you've got to do it. Like, you know, you fucked up. If someone like fucked up, you got to own up to it some way. And I keep telling them it's not about looking, cutting your hair decently, shaving your beard. That ain't really adulthood. Adulthood is knowing when you're wrong, taking accountability, saying, yeah, I'm wrong. Being able to say that I'm wrong, I'm sorry about this. It's going to be a bit uncomfortable for you. You know, it's not going to be easy. It's not sweet. But you've got to do it. And it helps you to lessen your fuck up because you know that practice or that exercise of owning up to your shit or apologizing is not that smooth. It's not that sweet. So it's going to like help you to be more careful and cautious on how you trade, on how you act, you know.
Yeah,
like you're telling them, the responsibility, being responsible, sometimes it's not about, you know, hey, let me cut my hair right, let me shave my beard right. Let me, no, it's more of, you know, acting maturely. It's not about age sometimes. It's not about age sometimes. An adult is not, it's about the mental understanding that, this is how I gotta act around people. This is what I should do when I'm around people. Respect other people like I respect myself. You know, setting those small standards. You know?
And that's what it's about. My bad, bro. I wasn't trying to cut you off. I hope you was done.
No, I'm done.
Okay, the thing is, it's about when you're doing shit like that, when you admitting you're wrong, so you're taking accountability for what you're doing. It's about your dignity. It's about your integrity.
Yeah.
A lot of people lack, you feel me? A lot of people lack that shit, you dig?
Yeah.
And it sucks because it's like, your pride can't be that fucking big. Your pride cannot be that big that you can't apologize or say you're sorry. Or like, fuck, whatever
whatever the case might be, your pride can't be that goddamn big.
It's the pride, and also I feel like people push. It's also the delusion, because I feel like some people are putting themselves on a pedestal and not realizing what they're doing. So if you put yourself on this pedestal and you think you're higher than all around you, you don't got to take accountability. When the person brings that to you, you like, what the fuck? So it's a mindset. Like, if you don't have that mindset and you're already like, I'm always afraid anybody that come around me is a gift to be in my presence and da 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 da, then you're never going to change. So you just have to learn how to. We're at an age now where it's easier to tell who takes accountability around us and who doesn't. So I'm easier. Like, I'm not saying I won't be around people that make mistakes, but I don't mind being around people that make mistakes and be like, damn, that was a fuck up. I got to do this next time. It's just somebody that fucks up and be like, all right, on to the next. Like, you feel me? You can read those people. And we're at the age now where we don't got to fix shit. If you want to be like that, be like that. But just be like that without me. Don't expect me to want to deal with you and tolerate your shit if you can't do X, Y, Z over here. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like accountability, yes, it's a big thing. And it doesn't involve age. Because I met people that...
It's not about age.
Yeah, it doesn't about age at all. It's people that are young that are more accountable than people that are older that I know. So I definitely agree with that.
It just, if you won't do something, don't be ingenuous about it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that.
Don't do shit expecting something back in return either. I don't like that. If you really going to do something for somebody, do something for the kindness out of your heart. Don't be like, well, 2 months later, I did that for you back around Christmas, and what did I get? Because that wasn't real.
You wasn't giving from your heart, exactly.
Right, like, that wasn't real at all.
Exactly.
Guys, I'm going to end the recording for the podcast, but the live is still going because we've been on for an hour and a half now. So... they won't, but we fucking will. We'll be back next Sunday with more answers. Thank you for joining.